Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, this is Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to go over a thought exercise for those that are thinking about how they're going to manage their funds in their retirement years. This is a tough one. I talk with a lot of my clients about this. And so I'm going to explain to you how I think you can think about this. Now, we should know by now just how uncertain our future is. Now, we can learn a lot from the past and how we responded to the past. That can also deceive us as well. Look what happened in 2020. What an awful year. Industry shut down. People have lost their jobs, lost their careers, lost their businesses, sometimes for the moment. Sometimes they're going to have to completely recreate this. It's really awful. People locked in their houses. They can't see their family or friends. So just a lot of this economic and personal psychological damage that people have felt. But the stock market actually didn't have a bad year at all, huh? Who would have thought that was going to happen? So when retirees think about their investment, think about their futures, one of the things that they're evaluating is how aggressive should they be? How much stock market exposure should they have in light of uncertainty? And they may think to themselves, well, I never really stole in the past. I was able to stick with it. But that was then. You were working back then. You were accumulating assets. Now, in the future, this whole retirement thing was out there somewhere, but now you're there. How are you going to handle it? There are a lot of challenges. I've talked about them in some of the other podcasts with my clients. Underfunded pensions, Medicare problems, worldwide governments around the world struggling, massive debt here in the States that we can't really pay back, a scary low interest rate environment where you can't make much money there. So here's the exercise that I would ask you to think about. Imagine something awful, something worse than you've experienced in your life. Stock market down 65, 70%. Who knows what it's going to be? The U.S. debt's downgraded a lot. Pension plans are going belly up. Stocks have gone down, but they're not coming back up. The house of cards has fallen apart. Now you're in this situation. You're waiting for it to get better, aren't you? Somebody make it better. Somebody has to fix this. Who's going to come along and do this? Everyone else? The market's just going to go back up again? The news is relentless. It won't stop. And you've stopped what you're doing in your tracks. Whatever your plans were, you've decided to put them on hold. We're evaluating the future of worldwide economies. So at this point, if it's this awful and you have a lot of market exposure, you'd have to have an honest conversation with yourself or with your partner on what are you going to do about this? Are you going to stick with it? You're really going to keep your money in the markets? Maybe. Maybe not. And so this is the exercise. This is the thought exercise that I would encourage you to do or to go through. If you're wondering about how you're going to invest your assets, plan for the worst, something you haven't imagined before, and set your portfolio to handle that situation so that you can still do the things that you want to do. And you don't have to adjust your life just because the markets aren't doing well. So this scenario could challenge you. Don't do the scenario where, well, we have a few bad weeks in the market, a few bad months, or maybe even a bad year or two, but a truly scary economic condition. How will that affect your life and how you're going to handle your investments?
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.